Translation: despite his being the Lord and being always willing to relieve the distress of sufferers, he, Krishna, refrained from killing the Kurus, although they committed all sorts of sin, and although he saw other kings constantly agitating the earth by their strong military movements carried out under the dictation of three kinds of false pride. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. As declared in Bhagavad Gita, the Lord appears in mortal world to execute his much needed mission of killing the miscreants and giving protection to the suffering faithful. The famous verse in Bhagavad Gita, Yada Yada Hi Dharmasya. In spite of that mission, Lord Krishna tolerated the insult to Draupadi by the Kurus and injustice perpetrated against the Pandavas, as well as insults to himself. The question may be raised, why did he tolerate such injustice and insults in his presence? Why did he not chastise the Kurus immediately? When Draupadi was insulted in the assembly by the Kurus by their attempt to see her naked in the presence of all, the Lord protected Draupadi by supplying an unlimited length of clothing. But he did not chastise the insulting party immediately. The silence of the Lord did not mean, however, that he excused the offenses of the Kurus. There were many other kings on the earth who had become very proud of three kinds of possession: wealth, education and followers. And they were constantly agitating the earth by movements of their military strength. The Lord was just waiting to get them together on the battlefield of Kurukshetra and kill them all at once, at one time, just to make a shortcut in his killing mission. Godless kings or heads of state, when puffed up by the advancement of material wealth, education and increase of population, always make a show of military strength and give trouble to the innocent. When Lord Krishna was personally present, there were many such kings all over the world, and he thus arranged for the battle of Kurukshetra. In his manifestation of Vishwarupa, the Lord expressed his mission of killing as follows. Quote, I have willingly descended on the earth in my capacity of inexorable time in order to decrease the unwanted population. I shall finish all those who have assembled here except you, the Pandavas. This killing does not wait for you to take part in it. It is already arranged. All will be killed by me. If you want to become famous as the hero of the battlefield and thus enjoy the booty of war, then O Savyasachi, just become the immediate cause of the killing and thus take the credit. I have already killed all the great warriors, Bhishma, Drona, Jayadrath, Karna and many other great generals. Do not worry. Fight the battle and be famous as a great hero. Quote unquote. This is from Bhagavad Gita 11:32-34. The Lord always wants to see his devotee as the hero of some episode which he himself performs. He wanted to see his devotee and friend Arjun as the hero of the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and thus he waited for all the miscreants of the world to assemble. That and nothing else is the explanation of his waiting. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanam Timirandasya Gyananjana Shilakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmay Shri Guruve Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Gadam Yem Dadati Swapadantikam. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaurvakrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Namam Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta ಸ್ವಾಮಿನಿತಿ ನಾಮಿನಿ ನಮಸ್ತೆ ಸರಸ್ವತಿ ದೇವೇ ಗೌರವಾನಿ ಪಚಾರಿಣೆ ನಿರ್ವಿಶೇಷ ಶೂನ್ಯವಾದಿ ಪಾರ್ಶ್ವತ ದೇಶದಾಡಿನಿ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ವೆಲ್ಕಮ್ ಎವ್ರಿ ಒನ್ ಟು ಟುಡೇಸ್ ಕ್ಲಾಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಬ್ಲೆಸ್ ಮೀ ಸೊ ದಟ್ ಸಮ್ ಮೀನಿಂಗ್ಫುಲ್ ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಕಮ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಮೈ ಮೌತ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ವಿಚ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಬೆನಿಫಿಷಿಯಲ್ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ಆಫ್ ಅಸ್. ಸೊ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಗೇವ್ ಎ ವೆರಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಸ್ಟಿವ್ ಪರ್ಪರ್ಟ್ ಆನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ 3:143 ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಹಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲೇನ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವಾಸ್ ವೇಟಿಂಗ್, ವೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಿಡಂಟ್ ಚೆಸ್ಟೈಸ್ ದ ಆಲ್ ದ ದುರ್ಯೋಧನ ಪಾರ್ಟಿ ಇಮಿಡಿಯೇಟ್ಲಿ. ಹಿ ಕುಡ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ಸೋ ಈಸಿಲಿ, ಬಟ್ ಹಿ ವೇಟೆಡ್ ವೇಟೆಡ್ ವೇಟೆಡ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ಲಿ ಲೈಕ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಲೈಕ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಬಿಂಗ್ ಸೆಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಲೈಕ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಆಕ್ಟಿವ್, ಹಿ ಈಸ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಆರ್ತಿ ಜಿಹಿರ್ಷಿಯ ವಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರಿಲೀವ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಫರರ್ಸ್. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ವಿಲಿಂಗ್ ಟು ರಿಲೀವ್ ದ ಡಿಸ್ಟ್ರೆಸ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಸಫರರ್ಸ್. ಐ ಮೀನ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಲೇಜಿ. ಅಟ್ ಅದರ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಇನ್ ದ ಭಗವದ್ಗೀತಾ, ಸಾರಿ ಭಾಗವತಂ, ದೇರ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ ಬೈ ಅ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದಟ್ ಓ ಮೈ ಡಿಯರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಯು ಆರ್ ನೆವರ್ ಲೇಜಿ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ದಟ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ಬೀಂಗ್ ಲೇಜಿ ಆರ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಡಸಂಟ್ ನೋ, ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಸೀ ಆರ್ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಹಿಯರ್. ಸಮಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ವಿ ಪ್ರೇ ಟು ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವಿ ಮೇ ಥಿಂಕ್ ದಟ್ ವೈ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಇಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಹಿಯರಿಂಗ್ ಮೀ, ಇಸ್ ದಸ್ ಹಿ ಹಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಮೀ, ದಸ್ ಹಿ ರಿಯಲಿ ಹಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಮೀ, ಆರ್ ದಸ್ ಹಿ ಸೀಸ್ ದಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಸಫರಿಂಗ್. I have been praying for so long and maybe he is not hearing me, so I will tell now this devotee to pray for me. And now also Lord didn't answer my prayer. Now this devotee is praying for me. Maybe I should go to some more senior devotee, maybe some Maharaj, or ask them to pray on my behalf. They prayed, still Krishna didn't heard. I mean, does Krishna actually answers the prayers, or does Krishna actually see us suffering? So Krishna is not lazy. Krishna is willing to mitigate our suffering, answer our prayers immediately. Though we as a conditioned souls, I mean, of course we are devotees in practice, we are practicing devotional service in practice like sadhana bhakti, but like always there is a conditioned side till the time we get away from that, get aloof, transcended. So Bhagavad Gita explains that for the conditioned souls, it's very difficult to comprehend and realize how Krishna is all merciful, or to understand Krishna. Because our whole concepts of like love, care, protection are based on dualities. These dualities are being explained in the Bhagavad Gita in the 7th chapter, verse 26 and 27, where Krishna says, O Arjun, as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, I know everything that has happened in the past, all that is happening in the present, and all that are yet to come. So Krishna knows past, present and future. I also know all living entities, but me, no one knows. So Krishna is saying like that. He knows past, present and future. He knows every one of us, each one of us individually and collectively. But living entities don't know him. And yeah, so this is like something like, okay, bit humbling. Like, yes, we don't know Krishna actually. We have to know him. And then in the 7:27, he says, Ichha dvesha samuthena dandva mohena bharata sarva bhutani sammoham sarge yanti parantapa. O skyne of Bharata, O conqueror of the foe, all living entities are born into delusion, bewildered by dualities arisen from desire and hate. So this material world means that the dualities or delusion of desire and hate, ichha dvesh. So all the conditioned souls here are like bewildered by this desire and hate, like one side desire, other side hate, other side like ichha and dvesh. So when we are blinded by this, or to the degree we are covered by this ichha and dvesh, to the degree we are blinded by this ichha and dvesh, it is very difficult to understand the Lord. It is really very difficult. So Prabhupada writes in the purport, such deluded person dwell in the dualities of dishonor and honor. Dualities again. Dishonor and honor. Misery and happiness. Woman and man. Good and bad. Pleasure and pain. Thinking, this is my wife. This is my house. I am the master of this house. I am the husband of this wife. These are the dualities of delusion. Those who are deluded by dualities are completely foolish and therefore cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, to the degree we are in this like duality, to a degree we really cannot appreciate how Krishna acts or how Krishna protects. We hear that Krishna protects the surrendered souls. Krishna says, Ma Shucha, surrender unto me, do not fear. But our conception of like how Krishna will protect me, my conception of how Krishna will protect me, may be covered by these dualities, may be covered by the Ichha and Dvesha. So, and to the degree it is covered, it's really not, I mean, it's difficult to like appreciate and comprehend Krishna's like way of doing things. I mean, Krishna has style, like in the sense. Krishna is like, if you see, like Krishna does things in his own way. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati writes in the Brahma Samhita, Krishna is a transcendental autocrat. and at another place in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, Krishna is like transcendental aristocratic jealous lover. So Krishna has his own style, as he has his own way to do things. He knows past, present and future. And he is our ever well-wisher individually and collectively. So then he, when he does all these things, so but like to appreciate him, like we just have to rise from our paradigm. So therefore we always require Guru Sadhu Shastra to understand Krishna's pastimes. Here we see like the Vidura as this like saying that that Krishna didn't, despite his being the Lord and being always willing to relieve the distress of sufferer, he refrained from killing the Kurus immediately. Although they were committed all sorts of sin, and although he saw other kings constantly agitating the earth by their strong military movements carried out under the delusion of dictation of three kinds of false pride. So these three kinds of false prides are also very interesting. Prabhupada writes, wealth, followers, and wealth, followers, and education. Wealth means dhanam, followers means janam, and education can fall more or less in kavita. So these types of false prides, dictation of false prides makes one blind. Actually, going for the material understanding or mundane psychology or mundane, like you see, the way of working things, one actually feels very good when one has wealth. It gives a sense of security. It gives a sense of like, okay, feel good factor. Let's say if somebody is poor, somebody is like always at the mercy of someone else, so then it's not a very, what do you say? It's not a life of dignity. One should have some wealth so that one can like be like in his like, so that one can be himself. And some followers are definitely needed, and some education is definitely needed. So going by the material level and material mundane psychology, this is very, I mean, is desirable in the sense. And like it's for your well-being. It gives a sense of well-being, feel-good factor. But on the spiritual level, more one has the wealth, followers and education, which is not connected to Krishna. Which is not connected to Krishna. The more one becomes spiritually blind. So there is like andha, this word is used in Sanskrit. So this is known as like madantha, like one who is intoxicated and blinded by the pride. Similarly, there is known as dhanantha, somebody who has so much dhana that he becomes blind. So kamandha, somebody has is blinded by lust, kam, like being blinded by the kam. So yeah, so in this way, this blinds us, and say there were many kings like that who were going astray out of false pride, and they were increasing their, like, what do you say, military, like, and everything. And when this blindness reaches the zenith of this blindness and intoxication is when one starts insulting or criticizing the devotees of the Lord. That is the like pinnacle. One may be blind, one may be intoxicated, but the pinnacle is that when one starts like insulting devotees or criticizing devotees, or maybe like troubling the cows, so troubling the brahmanas. So one of the Krishna's name is Namo Brahmanitaya Gau Brahmanitaya Cha Jagatitaya Krishnaya Govindaya Namo Nama. So whenever like this like people blinded by these three kinds of false pride, they increase their, what do you say, influence. to such a degree that they trouble the cows, brahmanas, innocent people, Jagat Hitaya, another name of Krishna. So then at that time, by the law of nature, there is war. Krishna arranges these wars like wholesale killing. So Srila Prabhupada writes like many in the sense of self-realization, journey of self-discovery, many of the like in the sense these articles where people are asking Prabhupada, why does war happen? Prabhupada said that wherever there is excessive meat eating or like especially cow beef, where they kill the cows and eat the cow beef, or too much abortion, or too much like in the sense like sinful activities, when it happens, then Krishna arranges these sort of war to like kill the wholesale, and Krishna makes it shortcut. Like as I said, Krishna has his own style. Like in the sense, you see that Jarasan was coming to kill Krishna, so Krishna like, okay, come. Then Krishna killed Jarasan and Jarasan's whole army, but he didn't kill Jarasan. He said, go back, bring more soldiers. I don't want to travel, I just want to sit in Mathura. You bring them once again. Then Jarasan went back, he brought again lots of soldiers, and then Krishna Balram again killed him. Then he again went. So this happened 17 times, and finally 18th time Krishna like ran from the war just to make a show of Ranchor pastime, because he had to attend to Rukmini's letter. And marry Rukmini. So Krishna has his own way, like to do arrange these wars and like that. Sometimes, like we as a devotees also like become so much absorbed in astrology and other things. You know that why this war is happening, because a particular astrological like this is there. Now this Jupiter has coincided with whatever, so that's why this war is happening. So we may see the things from that point of view, and for them, this would be really interesting, because ultimately what is astrology? It is like the movement of planets according to time. And Krishna is saying that time I am. So time I am, so like, okay, that now the time has come astrologically. So Krishna is saying that Kalo am. I am the time. And I have come in the Bhagavad Gita purport, 11:32 to 34, like, I am willingly descended on the earth in the capacity of inexorable time, in order to decrease the unwanted population. So Krishna comes in this way, and like that Krishna arranges like this wars in the form of like his inexorable time, just to bring the demons, or just to bring those who are blinded by these three kinds of false pride to some sanity. That's like a, like just like a mother. If a child is sleeping, but there's a time to go to school. So sometimes mother pinches the child. Oh, wake up, come on, it is a time to go to school. You are sleeping. So these kinds of war are like the wake up call being arranged by Krishna in the form of time. So of course Krishna personally doesn't want these wars to happen. It is because we are, the conditioned souls become blinded by this three kinds of false pride. So this happens by the natural laws of nature like that. So immediate cause can be anything, but the remote cause in the sense is like what Krishna is saying, that time I am. Immediate cause can be anything. So for us, therefore, as a devotees, it's very essential to understand that why there are verses like this in which we read every day. Na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagdisha kamai. Because this dhanam janam sundarim, they makes one blind in the progress of like spiritual life. So therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that I don't want this dhanam janam sundarim, because already I am like in the state of intoxicatedness. I'm intoxicated, the devotee prays, this will make me more intoxicated. And this verse has to be followed irrespective of like these teachings of Lord Chaitanya, irrespective of whatever place one is, whatever one ashram one is in. That na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim, kavita van jagdishi kamai. I mean, it's for everybody. It's not only for those in the renounce order. Even for those who are in the household life, they have to follow in the degree they can follow according to their dharma. Because the more it is there, the more one becomes clouded, the more intelligence becomes clouded, the more it becomes deluded, like that. And one such devotee who just like actually live this, His example we can discuss because today is Ekadashi. And his name was Maharaj Ambarish. His pastime comes in the 9th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, where he did the whole year of Ekadashi Vrata and Dvadashi Vrata in the Madhuban. He had his wife who was just like him in the following the religious principles and like that. And they didn't want it. They were just like pure devotees of the Lord. They didn't want it anything. They were like the emperors of the whole world. But they were so detached and just wanted to be absorbed in the pure devotion of the Lord. So they did this vrata for 1 year in the place known as Madhuban in Vrindavan. And at the time when they were about to break the fast, there came the Vasa Muni. Sometimes these people come uninvited. Nobody invited him. He came just like that. He was wandering. And he was a great mystic. Great sage. Yeah. So naturally, when one becomes great, then there is easily one can fall into the pride. So he came in there. And then Ambarish, according to his nature, gentle nature, he invited him, come have, prasad. So then he said, okay, I will come. And then he went to nearby Yamuna river and meditated upon impersonal Brahman. He said, I will be coming after doing my bath and Gayatri, and then I will come. So Ambarish waited, but the time of Paran time, just like tomorrow we will have the Paran time, there's a Paran time was going over in the sense. And it is said that if the Ekadashi Vrata is not opened in the Paran time, so then it's not the Vrata is not complete. So then Ambarish discussed with the Brahmanas, he fed the Brahmanas that, okay, the time is about to pass, what should I do? So then after consulting, it came that, okay, you can drink the little water. Because water can break the fast and water cannot break the fast. Water is considered as eating also, and it is not considered as eating. So he took little water just to observe the Ekadashi, Dwadashi Paran basically. And then here comes the Vasa Muni. He was angry naturally. That's his nature, in the sense. So he was angry, and in fact Durvasa was such a sage that many of the demigods, everybody fears him. Oh my God, he has come now, what will happen? Just be careful. Keep everything tip top, in the sense. Sometimes there are some devotees also who have that avesh of Durvasa. So in whichever temple they go or whichever place they go, all the managers are on toe. That Prabhu is coming, that Swami is coming, or that mother is coming. So just keep everything tip top. Otherwise you will get some good blessings like that. So then Durvasa, when he saw that Ambarish has drank some water, Shrada Gokula Nanda ki, Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So then Durvasa became angry. How dare you drink water before me? Though Ambarish consulted Brahmanas, Vaishnavas, and he did the rightful things, but he became so much angry. So once I was hearing His Holiness Radha Govind Swami's class, he said there are some devotees who also becomes angry over the trifles. Somebody is showing aarti. And if they don't show aarti to him first, then they become angry. You didn't show me aarti first. And he becomes so angry that as if the whole aarti is now false because it is not being shown to me first. So Maharaj was saying in that way, sometimes devotees also become like that. So we should be careful, not to fall in that. So anyways, Durvasa became angry, and then he just took from his shikha, he just put that shikha down, and he created a demon. Kritya says, which said in Sanskrit, who was to devour the Ambarish. Now Krishna is a proactive God. As I said previously, Krishna is not lazy. So Krishna knew that something may happen in the future. So Krishna has already instructed Sudarshan Chakra that protect Ambarish whenever Ambarish is in danger. So as soon as this Kritya came to devour Ambarish, the one from the back of Ambarish came Sudarshan Chakra, and it just killed that Kritya. And after killing Kritya, Sudarshan was so angry, Sudarshan Chakra, that he didn't stop. He chased Durvasa. And now Durvasa started running. He ran he ran to the Sumeru mountain cave. And then Sudarshan, what he did, he just like started heating the Sumeru mountain cave so that he cannot, so he was not able to hide inside. There was so much heat coming. Then he ran out of Sumeru mountain. Then he ran to like beneath the ocean. But then what did Sudarshan did? He boiled the water. So now he cannot hide in the ocean. So he had to come out. Then Durvasa ran to Indra. Okay, Indra, give me shelter. Now for Indra, it was like funny. Okay, like you always come and you always threaten us. Like we are always afraid of us. And now you are coming to take shelter, our shelter. So Indra was at first like, okay, he is coming to take my shelter. Wow. In this sense, like, so, but then when he understood that, okay, he has committed offense towards Ambarish, Indra became very careful. I won't get into this. Because you have committed offense towards a devotee, I won't get into this matter. I'm sorry, like. So you please, like, so he's taking shelter of Indra or Swarga Loka, but they are, please, it's not possible. Please go somewhere else. Then he went to, like, Brahma. And Brahma said, what can I do? I mean, why did you mess with the Ambarish? Why did you offended him? On such a small thing, this Sudarshan Chakra is of Krishna, Vishnu. And we have no power to like negate, to like, what do you say, go against his will and order. Sudarshan is not moving on his own. It's like will of Krishna. And then, so he got condemned everywhere. So then finally he went to Shiva. So Shiva said that, I cannot do anything. I'm sorry. And then he so said that basically we are 12 Mahajans. We are all working according to the will of Krishna. And yeah, so, but I'm sorry, I cannot give you shelter. He said, but I can help you. You go to the same Lord of whose devotee Ambarish is. And you ask him, maybe he can help you. So then Durvasa went to, finally, to Krishna. And I mean to Vishnu basically. Krishna, Vishnu is same thing in one sense. So then Vishnu said, actually I am also not independent. What to do? I cannot do anything. And he spoke the famous verse, Aham bhakta paradhina hi asvatantra iva dvija sadhu bhir grasta hideyo bhakter bhakta janapriya. Durvasa was saying, my dear Lord, I am going to the hell because I just like, in the sense, like offended your devotee. But you can deliver me because simply by your holy name is like, has the power to deliver like that. So Krishna said that, but what to do? I am not independent. You are not independent? Yeah, I am not independent. I am dependent upon my devotees. Because my devotees who are completely devoid of material desires, who are not like, who are not of this dhanam janam sundarim kavita. So they, what they do, I sit only within the core of their hearts. And what to speak about devotee? The devotee of my devotee also is very dear to me. So I am not independent. So you are not independent. So why did Sudarshan Chakra came? Actually, Sudarshan Chakra came on his own. As soon as you tried to offend Ambarish, so tried to kill Ambarish, then all the devotees of the world, they desired Sudarshan to like chase you. They desired Sudarshan should kill you. Why all the devotees said, even before Krishna could say something, all the complete will of all the devotees of the world said that although Durvasa is like a great mystic and he can travel everywhere, but he has crossed his boundary. He has crossed his boundary by like trying to kill Ambarish. So all the combined will of all the devotees made the Sudarshan go. And Sudarshan is just going like out of his own way. I didn't did anything. Krishna is saying in one sense, like, I didn't did anything. And then Krishna is saying, O best of the Brahmanas, without saintly persons, for whom I am only the destination, I do not desire to enjoy my transcendental bliss, my supreme opulence. And then he says that those who give up their home, wife, children, everything to simply to serve me. So then how I can give up those devotees? They left, Ambarish left everything to serve me. And you just came to me when you had no other shelter. You first went to Indra. You then went to Sumeru. You tried your best. You went to first Sumeru, then you went, tried to hide in ocean, then you went to Indra, then Brahma, then Shiva, and then finally when nobody helped, then you came to me. But Ambarish is like so unflinchingly attached to me. It's like my so much my Ananya Bhakt that he didn't went anywhere. He simply like, and he didn't even pray to me to protect me. So such kind of like, what do you say, undeviated avyabhicharini bhakti is there in Ambarish. So how can I like forget him in the sense? And in that way he keeps on saying, and then he finally says that my devotees don't even desire the liberation. This all five sides of liberation. That's what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says in that verse. Mama janmani janmanishware bhavatad bhakti rahetu kina dharam na jaram na sundarim kavitam va jagdish kame. So just see yourself and Ambarish, just have a bit comparison in the sense. Like you are like after so much siddhi and like so much power, and he doesn't desire anything. So then he says, sadhavo hridayo mayam sadhunam hridayam tuham madanyat te na jananti naham tebhyo managapi. So then he says that sadhus, I reside in the heart of the sadhu, sadhu resides in my heart, and I know nobody else than sadhu, sadhus knows nobody else than me. Then finally he says, okay, I tell you one upay. Go to the same person to whom you offended and beg forgiveness. If he forgives, then only you have chance, otherwise I cannot do anything. If Ambarish forgives you. And then he went to Ambarish. Ambarish was like, even what to speak of forgiving, Ambarish was embarrassed. Why Durvasa is like falling in feet of, under falling to at my feet. So Ambarish anyways then offered prayers to Sudarshan Chakra. And then he offers multiple prayers. But Sudarshan was not pacified. He said that if my father did this thing, then please be pacified. If this happened, then please be pacified. Sudarshan was not pacified. Finally, he said one thing, that if I am like an unalloyed devotee of the Supreme Lord, if I only know the Supreme Lord, then please be pacified. And Sudarshan became pacified, giving a testimony that how unalloyed devotee Ambarish was. And then after Sudarshan got pacified, Ambarish invited Durvasa, okay, now come, at least have now prasadam. You have been traveling for 1 year around the world. So then they both had prasadam and like that. So this is how, so this pastime especially is very nice to remember on this day on Ekadashi. And this pastime shows that how much possessive Krishna is of his devotees. I mean, Krishna loves his devotees so much. And like Krishna, he's not lazy, he is very active, and he just takes care of his devotees in such a nice way. Prabhupada says in his one of the lectures in Bhagavad Gita that Arjun was ready to forgive the whole party of Duryodhan. He didn't want it to fight. We see in the beginning, in the first chapter of Bhagavad Gita. And then Prabhupada, while saying that, Prabhupada spoke in a very strong voice. But Krishna was not ready to forgive him. But Krishna was not ready to forgive them. Arjuna could forgive them, but Krishna was not ready to forget or forgive them. Because they committed so many offenses. They insulted Draupadi, they like put Pandavas into so much trouble. So the silence of Krishna does not mean that he is not looking after it. And then Krishna wanted Arjun to be hero of the battlefield. And then there was Hanuman. Hanuman was the hero of like, what, which yuga? Treta Yuga. He fought with the, in one sense he was fought with the, but he went alone, like he came to know about like Mother Sita, and then he burned the whole Ashok Vatika and Lanka. So then Hanuman was there. Hanuman was saying, Krishna, I can kill everyone, like just give me the order. So Krishna said, you were the hero of the previous battle, now I want to make Arjun the hero. So what should I do? You just sit on the flag. And what should I, just sit on the flag? Okay, so from time to time you can roar, like monkeys, right, like to roar. So Hanuman was there sitting on the flag in the whole battle of Kurukshetra, roaring like a cheerleader. Like you say, sometimes cheerleader are there, like Arjuna would kill some of the like enemy, and then Hanuman would go, ah, wow, like that, do something like that. So, I mean, when I heard this pastime, I actually like got this like that. In our life also, sometimes Krishna or sometimes authorities, spiritual master, governing body commissions, PBC representatives, they temple president, they want to make a particular devotee as a hero, as a departmental in charge, or as like, what do you say, they give them some particular position. So When they want to make somebody as a hero, then we just like be like a cheerleader, just cooperate. Like if Hanuman was not coming off and on, maybe you should, Arjun, you should go do like this. This will help you. He was not coming in and out and giving some instructions or suggestion. He was just doing, following the order of the Lord, like just being a cheerleader like that. So when so this is also like one of the interesting thing that when Krishna wants to make somebody as a hero, then we cooperate with that Krishna's plan. Again, like we get over this ichha and dvesh, what we have. So these were some of the thoughts like in that. And Krishna is not blind, Krishna is not deaf, dumb. He hears our prayers and he answers the prayer in his own time. His silence doesn't mean that he is not responding. And when we are blinded by these three kinds of false ego, false pride, then we really can't understand him. Ichha dvesh samudhena dvanda mohena bharata, we discuss this verse that because conditioned souls and to the degree we are blinded by this delusion and dualities, to that degree we are not able to comprehend the greatness of Krishna and the plans of Krishna. And then we see that's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says na dhanam na janam na sundarim kavitam va jagdish kamae, because this blinds us, intoxicates us. From the material point of view, mundane point of view, this dhanam janam sundarim can give us feel good factor, a sense of security. But from spiritual point of view, like if it's not connected with Krishna, then it's like it makes us blind, spiritually blind. And then we discuss the pastimes of Ambarish to tell that how proactive Krishna is. He had already given Sudarshan Chakra for his protection, and Krishna acted immediately in that case, in the case of Ambarish. And how and then Krishna's heart. What is Krishna's heart? Krishna loves his devotees so much. Like he says that, okay, I am not independent. I am totally dependent upon my devotees in the sense, and devotees are my heart. I am in their heart. How much possessive he is. Then finally we discuss this point that Krishna sometimes want to make a particular devotee as a hero. Oh, sorry, here he wanted Arjuna to be hero. And then Hanuman was there on the flag as a cheerleader or like that, something like that. These are some of the thoughts. If there are any questions or comments, or please. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Yes, Prabhu. Is there a microphone?
Sorry, do I have a question?
Mm-hmm. If not connected with Krishna.
Thank you. I'm a grahastha. I have a family and I have wealth, education. I don't know about followers, but you know, all these are there in our lives. So on a practical level, as a devotee, you know, we try our best, but I have to study and I have to still gain education, knowledge, and obviously you go to work, money comes through. How are we to balance this kind of, you know, you have one end, you have Ambarish Maharaj and characters like that. And obviously the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is also explaining those things. But on a daily basis and a practical level, practicing devotion life and not to get pride in your head. I find it difficult.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
Thanks for your honest question. Yeah, like that. we all have like this challenges. Like, and therefore I took the example of Ambarish Maharaj because he was in the Grastha Ashram, same way. And this Chaitanya Siksha Ashtakam is not for only renounced orders of people, like those who are in the renounced order of life. This is for everyone, this verse. So therefore, first of all, we should hear this example of the great souls. This example of the great souls, when we hear that, first of all, give us an impression that, okay, this can be done. This has been done. This has been done in the past. This can be done. And this sort of response can also be there. Well, if somebody comes to kill us, Durvasa was coming to kill us, we would just cry or we would just run, we would just do so many things. But Ambarish didn't respond in any way. So this creates a a total new impression on the mind, like that, okay, this can also be the response. And life can be led in this way also, like Ambarish. So therefore we should hear about these examples like Ambarish amongst the Association of Devotees. Like that, see, what is written about Ambarish? He had achieved the rule of entire world. He was most fortunate, consisting of 7 islands, and achieved inexhaustible, unlimited opulence and prosperity on earth. But he did not care at all, for he knew that all this is material, and this is it, which is imagined as a dream. So Maharaj Ambarish was a great devotee, and he, because of his devotion, he saw entire planet as a, just like a fig, like because he was so absorbed in devotion. And then comes the famous verse, Savai Mana Krishna Padara Vindyo Vachansi Vaikuntha Kunanu Varne Karo Harer Mandir Marjanadishu Shuti Chakara Chuta Swakathode Mukundalingaya Darshana Drisho Tadbhitte Gatra Sparshe Anga Sanganam. Like that he engages all his senses in like the mind in meditating upon the lotus feet of the Lord, which naturally cleanses our like material intelligence. When we engage mind in focusing on the Supreme Lord's, we should just zoom in, observe Supreme Lord's feet, decorated with tulsi, with a pinkish hue, and meditate upon that lotus feet in our daily practice, and which cleanses our intelligence, purify our intelligence, and hands in cleansing the temple. So some part of our life can be engaged in easily in this, like doing these practical services, eyes in seeing the Lord, ears in hearing about the Lord, nose in smelling the flowers offered to the Lord, and in that way, and especially the desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. Desires in fulfilling the desires of the Lord. And there it is written that in some other verse about Maharaj Ambarish's character, that gradually he ceased from all material desires. By this practice, gradually he was able to like get away from these material desires. Material desires were there, but he was able to get over it. So first of all, we should hear these examples, and then we should meditate upon that, and then seeing that as like a okay our like goal, and then okay, what, how I can follow in his footsteps, Ambarish Maharaj. So maybe like if you want a more elaborate answer, when you go home, you can read this like some, not much, 5-7 verses from the 9th canto, 4th chapter about character of Ambarish Maharaj, and then see how I can apply, how I can follow in his footsteps, because he was also Grastha. He was the king. So like that. Krishna. Any other question or there is two?
Thank you, Prabhu, for the class. In the class you mentioned there are going to be woes, especially if cows are killed. And Brahmin disturbance or even killing of Brahmanas are there. If you look at the current times, the countries that are actually involved in wars are not so much the leading countries in terms of cow killing. And the countries which are involved in cow import and cow exports, leading countries, they're in fact successful countries in the world. So, yeah, how to understand this? How would you explain this?
Thanks for your comment and input. Thank you. So this is comment, na? This is feedback, na?
I'm asking a question. Clarification.
Okay, so you said you have to understand. Okay, so I said okay. Thank you. Okay. How to understand? Okay, I thought you said how to understand. I thought you said you have to understand. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So the countries like which are engaged in like, yeah, this question, like first of all, like we have to see on which like statistics we are depending upon. Like if we see the statistics, war has been everywhere. It's not that okay, now this war is like in the limelight, which you say, whatever the current war is there. But wars are happening, internal wars are happening. There's so many wars happening, even in those countries which are like doing the cow killing and like that. And the countries who are exporting, importing and exporting, they are happy and prosperous. What statistics, on what statistics and what basis, like it's being observed, and this conclusion and reached, that we will have to study. Because we understand from the scriptures that the dharma acts in its intricate way. So those who are like countries which are like importing and exporting, they might be prospering, but as we said, that Krishna takes time. Krishna was silent for the battle of Kurukshetra to happen. So at that time, Kurukshetra was prospering in a sense. Like even Duryodhan enjoyed 13 years of like Pandavas being incognito before he had to face that deadly war. So war is not happening today. That doesn't mean that war won't happen tomorrow, in that sense. Those who are like engaging in the cow killing at a massive level. Like, because the laws of nature will act. It may happen tomorrow. It's not happening today, in a simple thing. And our statistics also we need to understand, because many times our statistics are colored by these like different media agencies and other things. So they are not like clear statistics. Yeah. That's what I would say. This one. Anything? Yeah.
Thank you. I just wanted to, if it's okay, ask another question.
Mm-hmm.
What was the position of Durvasa Muni? Was he a Vaishnava?
After this incident, he became Vaishnava. It is being said by devotees.
It's just because you mentioned from his sika, he pulled out a hair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we associate sika with Vaishnava. So,
because it's being said that Durvasa had access to different planets. He could go easily to Indra Lok. He could easily go to Brahma Lok, Shiva Lok. And he could even go to the Vishnu Lok. So definitely he was a very powerful mystic. What it says in the Bhagavatam is that though he was such a powerful mystic, when he went to the Yamuna, he meditated upon impersonal Brahman. So that is one observation which is there. And then what devotees say is that after this incident, he knew about Vishnu. The way he offers prayer to the Vishnu, he says, "My dear Lord, I am coming to your shelter, and you can save one who is going to hell, because you can awaken the power of holy name in their heart." So he knew the power of holy name. He knew the power of Vishnu, but he didn't knew that much power of a devotee, or like that how much Krishna loves his devotee. So, and after this incident, he became Vaishnava. So the next time when he came to on the instigation of Duryodhana, to when Pandavas were there in the Kamevan, and then Duryodhana said, "Okay, go, and go at the time when Draupadi had eaten all the prasadam and everything from Akshay Patra. At that time, you go." So Duryodhana did some mischief, and he innocently went there. So when Krishna and then Draupadi was in fix, what to do? He has come. And he will curse us. So then she remembered Krishna. Krishna came. And then Krishna said, "I am feeling hungry." Well, he is feeling hungry and you are feeling hungry. And but there is nothing to eat. Then Krishna said, "Bring the Akshay Patra." And he took just little leaf of remaining, the sag remaining. And then he ate Krishna. And Krishna said, "By this, the whole world be satisfied." And Durvasa and his disciples were there, like nearby on the Ganges, doing their Gayatri. And all of them had this big belch, as if they had eaten a lot of prasadam or something like that. And then they looked at each other. And then Durvasa said, "One time I messed with the Ambarish. This time I'm not going to mess." So then he ran away. He didn't went to the Yudhishthir, because he thought that they would have prepared all these meals. And if I would not eat, if he would become angry, then what would happen? So after that, he was really very careful not to mess up. And when we hear such stories of Durvasa Muni, Lord Shiva being attracted by Mohini Murti, Durvasa Muni, Brahma being attracted by his daughter, we should see their character in toto. Durvasa Muni is one who also blessed Radharani with the potency to cook for Krishna, by which, so he was also participating in the Radha Krishna pastimes. So it's not that we should condemn it completely, a character in the Bhagavatam. So he was just like a, Like he learned a good lesson from this pastime. He was, that's it we can say. I hope it helps. Yeah. Udarvasa Muni's position is like that. Any other question? Because time is running if you want. If not, then we can close. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.